Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
It's Pam Harper's 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? Pam, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with me today on the show, and happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 years. How about that?
Time
flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It is, and I was thinking, you know, the world is such a different place over 10 years.
Yep,
and
it
as we've been talking, I mean, the age of the customer hadn't been written yet. But it was upon us, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Pam Harper's books, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, her radio show, Growth Igniters Radio, growthigniters.com, is that right? Or is
growthignitersradio.com.
Radio.com. And, yes. Your company website is...
businessadvance.com.
There it is.
And also, if people would like me to send the episode 66, where I talk specifically about game-changing results.
Yeah, so check it
out. Just send me a line.
So conversations. We were talking in the last segment as we wrapped up that one about the need to have conversations. You've been working on this. Tell us about your thoughts on conversations.
Well, one of the ways that we can actually see more, we've been talking about this, is by having different types of conversations, conversations that need to happen, not just with our customers, to find out what's different and where they're going, and of course where their customers are going, but also our employees. People sometimes don't realize that as our own organizations, even the small ones, you know, smallest to the largest, have tremendous intelligence that they can offer us in terms of if, say, there's customer complaints or customer wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Who hears it? Customer service, right?
Right, exactly.
And if a customer is slow to pay, who finds out about that? Accounts payable, accounts receivable, mm-hmm. yeah, rather. If there are issues with marketing, who hears about this? You know, the marketing people.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring, changes in the demographics. So we have to have conversations with different groups, employees, customers,
inside
suppliers.
Our four walls and outside our four walls.
That's right. Our suppliers can be a huge source of intelligence about what is happening
If you've got a vendor who isn't contributing something more than their products, they're not educating you, they're not helping you make more profit, they're not coming up with ways to help you leverage your resources. If all they're doing is delivering products and dropping them off, you need to find another vendor in that world.
Tell you that one of the companies that was receiving a corporate growth award was talking about the fact that he has more outsourced providers and strategic partners than he has employees, and he makes it a point to meet with these people every week over the phone.
Sounds like my company. I help make payroll for more people outside my four walls than I have inside my four walls.
So we're changing the game about what's possible, but we have to communicate with people in different ways and to find out from them what's actually happening. And part of that is not expecting them to tell us, but asking the right questions.
Well, see, the thing is, the reason why this is critical, what Pam is saying, folks, is because their games are being disrupted too.
Exactly.
And if their games are disrupted, then the way they're going to serve you, the way they're going to provide you with what they provide, if you aren't keeping up with this, one of these days you're going to get a shocking phone call and they say, hey, by the way, we're not in that business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're discontinuing that line or
in
whatever
fact,
it might be.
As a matter of fact, over the years, I've had vendors that have gone out of business. And we've had to scramble at times to say, oh, what are we going to do? Now we're much better at it, and we go, okay, let's find out. How do companies actually work with us? What goes into what they do? We have to really think about our suppliers and vendors as part of our extended company, in a sense, because so much goes into making a product or goes into enabling a service to be provided to our customers.
Yep,
it's a different way of looking at possibilities, too, because they may say to you, you know what, we are doing something. We have a new technology that we're using. We won't tell you about it because you haven't asked us.
But the only way you can have these conversations is to not fear the answers.
Exactly.
If you fear the answers, you won't have the conversations, and you'll wind up being ignorant. And ignorance is a deal killer. They're business killers. Pam, give me a website one more time.
BusinessAdvance.com and GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Pam joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.